father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
After you get to the Green Bay 49, Williams chased, throws, and it's caught at the 30-yard line. Rome
Williams was coming out of USC. It was plays like this that made everybody go, this guy is just one of one as far as his abilities. Think about what's at stake. That's fourth down. Game is over, and he throws it up and over the defender.
That was the defining play last night in the Bears' incredible, but I wouldn't say improbable comeback against the Packers. Why not improbable? They've been doing it all year. And with that, we say hello and happy NFL playoff Sunday to you and everyone out there ready for 1, 2, 3 football games in a row. Steve Zabin here on 106.7 The Fan on a Sunday morning, Sports Sunday. Phone number 800-636-1067 will take you right up until the pregame for Bills and Jaguars on the radio. That game is a CBS broadcast. The Jags are -1.5 down there in Duval County, Florida. Then we got Niners-Eagles after that on Fox at 4:30. And the nightcap is Chargers-Patriots on NBC at 8:15 tonight. And then one more tomorrow night, which will be the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Houston Texans from Three Rivers. Well, not the stadium, but from the convergence of the Monongahela, the Ohio, and the Allegheny at good old Heinz Field, which is no longer called Heinz Field, but I forget the new corporate sponsor. Either way, got a lot of football left, but I'm telling you people, enjoy it now because it goes so quick. We'll be through Monday night quicker than you want. And then next weekend, we get 4 games. And then next weekend, we get 2 games. And then we have to wait 2 whole weeks. And we finally get 1 more game. And then football's done for a long, long time. Well, the Packers absolutely the bed last night, didn't they? What a terrible, awful, are you kidding me, second half from Matt LaFleur. And could it come at a worse time for him? Not even possible. There was talk of, oh, he's safe. This game, he's not coaching for his job. They're going to sit down as soon as this game is over and talk about an extension. Well, about that extension, I imagine that's going to be an interesting conversation. The Packers led 21-3 after two quarters. They led 21-6 through three quarters. And they were leading 27-16 with 6:36 to go when Brandon McManus missed his second extra point of the game. And if you were a Packer fan, you had to sit there and say, you know, that 11 versus 12, I get it. You know, it's a significant number, but nah, come on. We're up 11. It's two scores. There's six and change to go. Just shut them down. Stop them once. Game's over. Well, on that one play, you heard right there the highlight, Caleb Williams did what has obviously been his strong suit since he was playing high school prep ball right here in our backyard. He makes plays, improbable, insane, with his legs and his arm plays at just the right time. Was there a bit of luck in that play? Of course there was. I mean, fourth and eight, he's scrambling to his left. He's trying to hop out of defenders, grasping arms at the last second, and he throws a ball with his legs kicked out like some kind of Jordan logo, and he drops it into the middle of four. Count them, four white shirt defenders. One, two, three, four. Three of whom had their backs turned to Caleb Williams, and drops it right into Rome Odunze's arms. And the drive stays alive. And the long, slow unraveling for Packer fans, their nightmare continues. Like slow torture, water torture, drip, drip, drip. 31-27, your final score. The Bears win again, and they are through to the next round. They'll await the game today. Obviously, between the Niners and Eagles, will determine who they get next in terms of the seeding situation. And for the Packers, they are now plunged into an offseason of uncertainty because the Matt LaFleur extension with 1 year left on his contract is not going to be an easy discussion. Should they fire him? Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, this is who LaFleur is. LaFleur is a very capable, competent, bright, and often elegant play caller during the run of the regular season, and certainly for two or three quarters of a playoff game. But as I sarcastically joked on Twitter, I'm allowed to be sarcastic on Twitter, right? I said, luckily for LaFleur, other than the two blown fourth quarter leads against San Francisco in the playoffs and the NFC Championship game loss at home to the Bucs, and then this thing tonight, stuff like this rarely happens with him at the helm. Yeah, sarcasm detected. This, unfortunately, is who he is. He is not your bring the ship home to port safely type of head coach. They talk about how some coaches like Dan Quinn are the leader of men style coach. And I think John Harbaugh is a CEO of organization type coach. Well, there are coaches that are great when it comes to bringing a ship home to port in rough weather and high tides and high seas. And then there are those that just do things that make you boggle your mind. You scream at the TV. You fling your remote control at the nearest hard surface, maybe the TV itself. LaFleur called a timeout because he was about to get a delay of game in the second half. This is the game's coming out, fourth quarter. Delay a game. He's about to get a delay a game. Calls timeout. To me, it's a terrible time to call a timeout, especially in what is going to be a close game. Never spend a 40-second time coupon on a mere 5-yard penalty, but okay, whatever. So out of the timeout, they come back, and they get a delay of game. Unbelievable. There was also confusion in 10 men on the field versus 11, burned another timeout there. It was just one thing after another that made you, if you were a Packer fan, say, I don't think this guy has it. So is he now going to be in trouble? I say 50-50. Many, just judging by Twitter, most people outside of Green Bay and who don't kind of understand how conservative the Packers organization is, and they are relentlessly conservative in everything they do. Everyone's like, you got to fire him after this. Oh, my God, he's so done. You can't keep a guy like this. Well, I say it's like 50-50. I would not be shocked, because here's the little, the only thing, you know, everyone, when we were living in the Dan Snyder regime of terror and error, you look to the Green Bay Packers, this incredible miracle of NFL history, where they are a team without an owner. They don't have a single guy with a boat the size of Connecticut and an ego that's even larger that is prone to making rash, impromptu decisions about coaches and everything else. That, of course, was the hell we lived under. We had one of those guys, and he did make the most rash, crazy, self-indulgent decisions. And what did it get us? Nowhere. The Packers don't have that. They were born of a different age. They have shareholders. They've got a board of directors. They have a team president who's kind of like an owner, but he doesn't have that much power. They have a new team president in Ed Policy, the son of Carmen Policy, iconic former owner or former GM of the Niners. He's going to have a huge decision on his hands, because I believe if they were to fire LaFleur, the Packer job goes straight to the top of the list of the now 8 openings this cycle in the NFL. I think it's ahead of Baltimore. And John Harbaugh would be talked about and sought after by many Packer fans, at least those in my inbox and in my text feed and in my Twitter feed as well. What would you get with Harbaugh? Great question. Let's take a quick break right out of the gate here. When we come back, Jerry Coleman, host of the Be More Football podcast, will join us, and he'll give us the John Harbaugh 101. What will his next team be getting as a coach and as a leader of the organization? It is Sports Sunday, Zabin, and we are ready for some more football this afternoon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning, with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quick correction, Metal Chris, my producer this morning, warned me. He's like, look, I just want to let you know, I was at a Metal Fest all weekend. I didn't watch any of the football games. And I'm like, all right, cool, don't worry, man. And then, of course, I make a mistake right out of the gate in segment one saying that McManus missed 2 extra points in the field goal. He missed 2 field goals and an extra point. And Chris knew that, and I made the mistake. So you watched something last night, Metal Chris.
I seen some highlights. I just didn't watch them live.
Well, the 44-yarder McManus missed felt like an extra point because it should have been an easy chip shot. Instead, he just gacked it off to the right. Should I stay or should I go? That will not be the question for LaFleur. He won't get to choose that. The question will be for many teams, who do you want as a head coach? John Harbaugh will be very sought after. And it is my pleasure to welcome on an old friend and colleague, Jerry Coleman of the Be More Football Podcast this morning on his way to his weekly tennis match. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Zabe. Long time, no talk. Great to catch up.
Exactly. I love it when you get your Roger Federer on a Sunday morning. Good for you. So if a team is going to get John Harbaugh, and he is going to be the number one guy, he is the number one guy, what are they going to get, do you think, as a coach?
They're going to get a guy who's a leader, who comes from a coaching family, who is good at organizing things, may have trouble with game management on game day, but a guy who is not going to disclose much about injuries, keep everything close to the hip, not do a radio show like a lot of NFL head coaches, but mostly win football games and turn your franchise around. That's what he's going to do for your organization. And it's going to be an organization that has strong leadership and ownership. He's not going to go to a Cleveland Browns or Arizona Cardinals or Raiders or Jets or any of these trash teams with horrible ownership.
Yeah, the Giants job seems to be tailor-made for him. How do you think he would do in New York?
Not well. Not well. For a guy
why not?
Likes to keep it close to the vest. I mean, he dealt with a pretty small contingency in Baltimore. We had our back and forth over 18 years for sure. But in the Big Apple, I don't think that's a market that he would do well in. I think there would be a lot of debates with the media and stuff of that nature that wouldn't go well. And it seems like he wants more control. I don't know if the Giants are ready to get rid of anyone in the front office just yet.
Have you seen the reports of what Harbaugh's ask is going to be in terms of salary, staff salary, being able to pick his GM? Do you think those reports are accurate-ish?
I think they're very close to being true, yes. I don't think he wants to go into a situation where he doesn't have control of the roster. I think there was some acrimony at the end between him and his neighbor and longtime friend Eric DaCosta, because DaCosta didn't put together the roster that was Super Bowl caliber. I mean, that was the expectation of this team this past year. The offensive line was atrocious. They had no pass rush, and the secondary was a liability. Besides that, they were great.
The word was as well, Jerry, that he got fired by phone from Steve Bisciotti, and a number of people took exception to this, saying this is dirty work, this is not how you do it. I said, well, this is also why Aaron Glenn wanted Rodgers to fly back to New Jersey to tell him to his face, and then Aaron Rodgers used that as a "how dare you" moment. So I don't know if there's a good or easy way to fire somebody, but how was it taken up there in Baltimore that he was fired by phone?
Terribly, and the analogy doesn't work because, I mean, he was just 15 minutes away from the complex when he left. Steve Bisciotti never came out to the Ravens complex to meet with John Harbaugh. He did it by phone. He informed everyone else via phone ahead of time, and they spoke a few days later, but Steve Bisciotti is going to speak for the first time in about 7 or 8 years in a press conference setting on Tuesdays, Abe. And he is going to be absolutely drilled by the local media. I got a couple of questions certainly in store for him.
So he hasn't
talked. What the heck transpired, Steve?
Right.
You know, I mean, where's the loyalty here? I understand that. But, I mean, you run a class organization. You don't fire someone who's been your head coach for 18 years and won you a Super Bowl by phone. I know they spoke a few days later and cleared the air. But the way it was transpired and hastily done on a Tuesday really caught everyone off guard.
So, yeah, he hadn't spoken in 7 years, huh, Bisciotti?
No, it's been at least 7 years since he's held a press conference, usually because he speaks his mind, which we as a media love, but he said so many things where he stuck his foot in his mouth, mm-hmm. He decided to go away from it. But now the pressure is on for him to speak. There were empty seats in the stands at the last two home games. The fan base is up in arms, and Eric DaCosta is under fire as well, but he's not going to get many questions sitting next to Steve on Tuesday.
All right. The other part of this whole equation, at least for Baltimore, is the Lamar thing. Where is that right now, and what do you think is really going on?
I think they're walking on eggshells, and that'll be one of my questions. How much are you guys walking on eggshells until Lamar restructures his contract? We were hoping to have Eric DaCosta on the podcast we do, the Be More Football podcast. You can find it at Be More Sports Pod with Mike Preston. But because of that column that Mike Preston wrote,
right,
there was such an uproar inside the Ravens locker room. I don't think Mr. DaCosta wants to associate with us right now until he gets a deal done with Lamar Jackson, because Lamar was really upset with that column, which was mostly accurate, by the way. He has dozed off in meetings. They did restructure their practice schedule to accommodate one person, Lamar Jackson, who likes to stay up late at night and do all sorts of activities. But I don't know of many NFL teams practicing at 12 or 1 o'clock in the middle of a summer afternoon and making that make sense.
Yeah. Now, you had a situation where the conventional wisdom was, Jerry, that, oh, my God, Lamar has no agent. He's an idiot. He's not going to get the best deal he could. And then he gets a deal that is so good, that is so restrictive, it's now the team that is wriggling to figure out how to manage it. How did that happen?
That's a great question. He got over on Eric DaCosta on that one. He and his mother, they're savvy in some ways, but also having an agent could also help with his PR. And the guy doesn't get a lot of endorsements, doesn't really know how to handle things out in the public. I mean, Harbaugh has been fired, and Lamar has posted several times on social media. He has never once referenced Coach Harbaugh. I mean, that sticks out like a sore thumb.
Nothing same like, hey, thanks a lot, you know, appreciate it, blah, nothing. Yeah, right.
The only head coach he's ever had in the professional ranks. You'd think he would say something about him. So that's very, very hard to understand. And then there's Kyle Hamilton, the best defensive player, put out a tweet for the first time in over a year. Never referenced the coach. And in that article that you referred to in The Athletic, there were several players that went to Steve Bisciotti, and that weighed heavily, apparently, on Bisciotti and made him pull the trigger and get rid of Harbaugh.
All right, so let's flip it now real quick to the Green Bay situation. If the Packer job opened, would Harbaugh be interested?
Absolutely. His agent is Brian Harlan, Kevin's brother. I believe the other brother used to run the Packers, so there's ties there. The father loves Green Bay, has ties up there, Jack Harbaugh. I think Miami and Green Bay are the top two candidates right now, if you ask me to put, you know, wager lines on those two. They would be the front runners.
Is Miami a good job, though, given that they're getting out of the Tua business and they got no real successor at quarterback? I mean, at least with Green Bay, you got Jordan Love.
Yeah, I think he would get more control in Miami with Stephen Ross, who just loves Michigan people or the Harbaugh family.
Right.
So I think he could get everything he wants with a warm climate and be able to start over from scratch, bring in his own GM and all that. So I think he would get more liberty if he were with the Dolphins. So I still think that's very much in play, along with the Giants as an outsider.
And then back to Baltimore, how attractive is that opening let's say Lamar sort of gets into phase and everything is fine. They get a new contract for him. So let's take the Lamar question out of the running. How good is the Baltimore job with Lamar in the right frame of mind with a new contract?
I would say of all the jobs that are open, it's probably the best one when
that's
you look at the
what
roster.
I think,
the quarterback, like Lamar Jackson, Jesse Minter, who's the defensive coordinator of the Chargers, has worked for the Ravens before, obviously tight with the Harbaugh family, has a lot of fans inside the Ravens facility. So I think he's one of the front runners out there. And, you know, Anthony Weaver, who's been a defensive guy with the team, I would say Clint Kubiak, those are some of the guys that have been bantered around the most. But this team is going to be very patient. I mean, first comes the press conference on Tuesday. I don't think they're going to have anything in terms of a coach hiring before then. But they will do their due diligence, and let's see how the playoffs go, because there could be some guys losing their jobs today. Gosh, I'm rooting against Buffalo based on my history with that loser city.
That's right. You're the one that got put on the Jumbotron with your quote of losers.
Yes. They got offended because I called them the city of losers. They've never won a championship in any professional sport. And if John Harbaugh were to go there, that would be trouble for me.
All right. Jerry, I'm delighted you're playing tennis this morning, not pickleball.
Tennis. Pickleball belongs in Buffalo. It's for losers, and it gets you hurt a lot faster than it does playing tennis. Tennis is finesse. Pickleball's like ping pong on steroids, Abe.
All right. Forehand winners and drop shots all morning for you, my friend. The Be More Football Podcast with Mike Preston and Jerry Coleman. Get it wherever you get your podcasts at bemorefootball.com. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Let's not wait six more years next time. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. There you go. Jerry Coleman from Baltimore about to go hit the hard courts. I love Jerry. He is, he's a guy who just, he has a absolute granite jaw in terms of ego and sensitivity in this business that we are in, because he gets in there and asks questions directly to coaches that are oftentimes not well received, certainly by the coaches, but then also by the rest of the media, who sometimes don't like one particular guy rocking the boat. There were times when Jerry covered the Redskins during their awful run of bad idea coaches, from Marty to Spurrier to Gibbs 2.0 being slow to adapt to the fact that it's 2005 and people use the shotgun all the time. And then after that, you know, the Zorn debacle. Jerry would go out there to Redskin Park and he would just ask it. He would just be like, this is the question everyone wants to know. Bam, ask the question. And I remember Andy Pollin and I used to say to Jerry, when he was with us in the studio over at 980 back in the day, we're like, Jerry, when you go out there tomorrow, you need to ask so-and-so about this. And he'd be like, okay, no problem. Jerry and I also went to Lambeau Field for the first time ever, way, way, way back when, before I was doing a morning radio show in the state of Wisconsin that was the Packers flagship. So we have some good history there, and I'm glad to hear that the Be More Football Podcast is doing well, and it is a great place to listen and get your latest information on what's really going on with the team. It's fascinating. And yeah, he mentioned the Buffalo thing. I didn't even put Buffalo on my could open list. Let me amend this. Green Bay, Buffalo. So here's the list of job openings currently. Cleveland, and these are not in order, by the way. Cleveland, Vegas, New York, Miami, Atlanta, Tennessee, Baltimore, Arizona, and possibly Green Bay and Buffalo. And in a wild twist of things, Philly, although I don't think that's going to happen in a million years. So that's a third of the league that's open right now. And other than Baltimore and possibly Green Bay, and I'd have to squint real hard to believe the New York job is as good as people think it is, the rest of the jobs are bleh. They all come with a lot of problems. A lot of problems and not a lot of quarterbacks that will help you win games in the near term. Damn. And yesterday the Panthers had the Rams dead to rights. They had them. They had them, and they let them off the hook. Dave Canales, who's done a really good job this year, even though, let's be honest, the Panthers so backed into their playoff game and their playoff spot. They were minus 63, I believe, in point differential during the regular season. And they had no business really being in the playoffs. Many people bitched about it. We shouldn't be letting these under 500 teams that just win their crummy division into the playoffs. Even though all of that, he had the Rams dead to rights again. They had beaten the Rams back in the end of November at the same place down there in Charlotte. And they had them again dead to rights. The Cats were friskier than many people thought they would be, although a lot of the sharps were on Carolina plus 10.5, and that turned out to be a very savvy bet. But what did Dave Canales do? He did the cardinal sin of most NFL coaches. The scarlet P for prevent. I want to get more into that next, plus how Matt LaFleur once again showed that when it comes to the big moments and closing out games, he ain't it. He might be a lot of other things, but as far as winning when it's time to win, no, not the guy. Now what for Green Bay? Good question. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can hit me up on Twitter at Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. It is a sports Sunday right here on The Fan.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're back Sports Sunday here on The Fan. It's a glorious triple header NFL playoff Sunday. Sun is out after yesterday's absolutely dreary and cold raw day. I'm going to nominate yesterday, and the year is young, obviously, but I'm going to nominate it as the worst weather day of the year. We should keep track of that. I always joke about how, you know, here in the D.C. area, the DMV, which I am a native and grew up here and lived here pretty much my whole life, save for college and a stint in Chicago, a stint in Charlotte, North Carolina. Been living here full time, or at least 50% of the time the last 6 years. We get the worst of all the weathers. So in other words, we will get the worst of the winters. We'll get ice storms. We'll get blizzards that bury us. We will get cold, you know, sub-zero sub-freezing temperatures for days at a time. And we will also get 100 degrees and blazing hot. And we get tornadoes, and we do get hurricanes every now and then. We get things we haven't heard of, like derechos. We get it all. Of course, some would say, but that's the beautiful variety of our weather here in the DMV. Don't you like a little bit of everything? Yeah, I don't mind a little bit of everything, but it's the worst of everything. Yesterday sucked. Yesterday was a great day to be indoors. Taking down Christmas if you haven't done that already. Cleaning out your basement storage area if you haven't done that in years, like most of us. Or just sitting there watching football. So I'm watching the final drive here again on NFL.com because I am a, what are they called, a Game Pass subscriber. It's best $100 you'll spend if you're an NFL fan. If you're a football fan at all, best $100 you'll spend all year. They give you condensed versions of every game immediately after they're over. They give you the full version of every game as well if you want to listen to all the commentary of the announcers in between all the plays. And so I wanted to go back and watch the final drive by the Rams to beat the Panthers and just see how soft the prevent defense was for Carolina. As I look at it, they went rush 4, rush 5, rush 5, rush 4, rush 5. I believe Stafford missed one pass in that final drive. Yes, here it is. Minute 8 to go. Stafford incomplete, short middle to Davante Adams. Otherwise, it was just a clinic. He carved him up. He marched right down the field. 7 plays, 71 yards, 2 minutes and 1 seconds total time of drive. L.A. 34, Carolina 31. And that was pretty much the ball game. I would have at least blitzed once. I would have at least put the full heat on him and said, you know what? Our corners are going to handle this. Jackson was great yesterday for Carolina, really good. And so they had a chance to really just say, screw it. We're 8-9. We're at home. We just blocked a punt that set up an easy touchdown to take the lead. The place is on tilt right now. Let's live a little. Let's blitz a few guys for once. And I know 5 is better than 4. Many coaches won't even rush 5. But just once in a while, don't live in your fears. Live in your hopes and dreams, Dave Canales. You could have totally, utterly upended the NFC bracket with a win here. But you didn't. Well, they're the weakest team, one would argue, but they are only the 4 seed, so it wouldn't have had as much turmoil, per se, as the Packers winning last night. So back to the Packer game, as we're talking about coaches that either do or do not know how to win and close out games. Many coaches do these kind of things over and over. We, as couch-dwelling football fans, we are good at the pattern recognition of seeing, okay, I've seen this before, because it's all we do is we watch football games. We are experts in pattern recognition as fans. And certainly if you at all gamble on these stupid games. God help you if you do. Please gamble responsibly. If you need help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Get all that stuff. If you watch and gamble on these games, you pattern recognize the way in which coaches often shrivel in the moment and the suboptimal strategies that they often cling to. Of course, now some of the go-for-it dynamic is way out of phase in the other direction, where they're way too aggressive. Yesterday, McVay went for, I think, a 4th and 6, fourth and four. It was like 4th and medium. And he went for it in easy field goal range that would have put them up by 17, 20-3 early in that game. And instead, he went for it. And I'm like, I don't know if that makes sense. Of course, Carolina then got the ball back. They had the momentum. They went down and scored. Next thing you know, it's a 7-point game. It was a 10-point swing, all things considered, if they would have kicked the field goal, kicked off, and then played defense and forced a punt, which is, it's a lot of assumptions in there. Either way, it was just too aggressive. Like, 3 points is good. 3 points, those things add up. I liken it to a constrictor tightening its coils on a trapped opponent that you go, okay, well, here's a possession, boom, 3 more points, put that on our tally, and then here's another one, put 3 more on there. But what really flummoxed me about some of these coaches and the way they think and they make decisions, later on, with about 3 minutes and change to go in the third, McVay has a similar fourth down decision in and around field goal range in a 17-17 game, or is it 20-20 at the time, and he kicks a field goal. And I said, but that field goal to put you up 3 in a tie game with 3 minutes left in the third, that's not going to be the deciding score in the game. In other words, the decision-making logic, and I stretch that word because often it's not logical, the decision-making logic was completely, it was completely flipped. So if 3 points don't matter because you're trying to be aggressive on the first one, why do 3 points matter when there's still 3 minutes left in the third quarter? It shouldn't. If you're just in the point accumulation mode, take the points. Take the points. Take the points. Only when you're down to the very end should you say, we've got to be more aggressive. But now the whole thing is on its head because of either analytics or it's Dan Campbellitis that has spread throughout the league. Last night you saw it with Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson went for a 4th and 2. 4th and 2, which is no gimme, even with a mobile quarterback like Caleb Williams. 4th and 2 at his own 33, down 14-3 in the first half. I don't care. By the way, it did work out for them, but I'm telling you, there is no metric that says this makes sense. Actually, no. He went for it twice. The first 4th and shortish. On his own side of the field, they converted, but then their drive fizzled. The second one, they did not convert, and that's when the Packers, on the next play, ran the little screen pass to Watson where he went diving into the end zone, got blown up, fumbled, luckily recovered it in the end zone. It was put back at the 1, and they scored on 4th down after getting stuffed a couple of times. It's crazy because that whole concept of, I'm going to go for it on 4th and 2 at my own 32. What? Why? Well, we might get it. I want to be aggressive. We got to score touchdowns. Yeah, but if you convert, what have you won in this great gamble that puts the other team immediately in field goal position? Tell them what they've won, Bob. You've won more downs because you're way still far away from a touchdown and you're still quite far away from a field goal attempt. What do you win if you roll the dice on 4th and 2 at your own 32? You win more downs. That's not worth the risk. You're still only, if you convert it, let's say you gain 5, you're now at your own 37. It does not pass any metric, any advanced analytic. It does not pass Kevin Sheehan's smell test. Kevin will join us next hour. It does not pass anything. It's dumb. And coaches are now absolutely falling in to this kind of thinking. But poor Dave Canales had a chance there to do something bold. Fortune favors the bold, as the saying goes. But pattern recognition Coaches do this all the time. We see it on the couch over and over and over again. They too often live in their fears. They don't live in their hopes and dreams. They are so, many coaches, most of them are so paranoid about having to stand there and take questions from the media and to be judged as, why'd you do that? Well, just blitz once or twice. Make Stafford uncomfortable. Stafford was great early, then got hit. He hit his hand, his finger on the arm of a Carolina defender. Wasn't quite right after that. The only time he was good again, the Stafford who could be MVP this year, was when Canales and that defense said, okay, all right, just keep everyone in front of you. Let's not do anything crazy here. Because, you know, we're leading this game late. We just need to stop. Just need to keep him out of the end zone. Whoops. It's my famous coined phrase. When only a touchdown can beat you, it is a touchdown that shall beat you. Quick break. 800-636-1067 is the phone number if you want to jump on in. On the other side, we'll start looking ahead to the rest of this slate of games in the first weekend of the NFL playoffs. And we'll talk to Kevin Sheehan, and we'll talk to my friend Mark Yarborough from Carolina as well. Full slate of stuff to get into this morning. We go till 12:30 right here on The Fan. Bears win in advance last night, but oh, there was some carnage that happened to them injury-wise. Welcome back, Sports Sunday. Zabe here with you. Phone lines open, 800-636-1067. So, Ozzie Trapio, their starting left tackle, went out late in that game with a torn patella tendon. Out for the rest of the playoffs, obviously. It's a 10 to 12 month recovery. According to one sports injury account I follow, the success rate of returning to play from that injury for linemen is only about 54%. And those who do come back at a greatly diminished level. That sucks for him and for the Bears. Also, TJ Edwards, their heartbeat at linebacker, broke his leg in the first half, and he went out of the game. Now, in fairness to the Packers, they also had a ton of guys that went down during the game. They were playing dudes that were so deep on the roster and the practice squad that if you follow the team closely, you say to yourself, who? Who's this guy? And that's the nature of the NFL. You have to have a roster that's got sufficient depth that you may not be aware of. Guys that are good enough to play when you tell them, literally, in a playoff game, okay, 42, you're in. You go guard him and guard him good. number six for the Bears, their DB, his name escapes me at the moment. He was clearly hurt and was being targeted, was being picked on, was being bullied by Jordan Love and the Packers down the stretch. All they did was they just said, okay, let's identify where six is, and we are going to target him. And that's the NFL. It's a ruthless and cruel game. But you need a roster that's constructed sufficiently to withstand the usual attrition of injuries. This is why I always reject people that say, well, yeah, but look at all the injuries. And then they start adding up the games lost and whether they were Pro Bowlers or not, and I just say, stop. Not only does everyone have injuries, but also if you're going to use that as an excuse, what's your way of viewing the world? Like, well, it didn't work out for us this year. We didn't advance in the playoffs. We didn't go to the Super Bowl, didn't win the Super Bowl, but it's because we were injured. Maybe next year we won't be injured. All right, good. I can't wait for next year. Let's hope that happens. Hope is not a strategy. Injuries happen. You got to have sufficient depth on your roster to be able to accommodate it. And so you got that element of it. You got to build a roster, have those component pieces that are lurking that could play capably when needed in the biggest moments. You got to have, obviously, the quarterback who's up to the moment, who can at times make magic happen. Caleb Williams, ding. Jordan Love made so many great throws last night. Did throw four touchdown passes. Hey, how about that? I mean, the guy's, I think, not underrated, Jordan Love. I think he's underutilized. So if they get away from Matt LaFleur, I think the next coach in could have a chance to really take Love to the next level. I told Packer fans saying, get Harbaugh, get Harbaugh, get Harbaugh. I'm like, to me, Stefanski's the guy. Stefanski with a real QB would absolutely cook. I think he'd be so good in Green Bay. I think Harbaugh's game management issues, much like LaFleur last night, have been a real frustration for Raven fans over the years. But I digress. So where was I on this? So, yeah, so it takes a lot of levels, and, of course, it takes a little bit of luck. And that's the part of sports, and especially football, that we as fans and media never like to really acknowledge the luck part, because if we just say, well, they were lucky, well, then now this is what you hear for 3 hours on the radio. Yeah, silence, because there's no phone topics on luck. There's no analysis on luck, and yet it's an undeniable part, obviously, of any sport, and especially the NFL, where injuries are so rampant. Quickly, I know you didn't watch much football, Metal Chris, but did you see the highlight of the weekend that shook free last night from a youth hockey game at the intermission of an NHL game that turned into a kiddie brawl?
No, that sounds amazing, though.
Oh, dude. This was, I want to get the exact thing right. I could send you the link. These kids, you know, one of those things where they just trot them out and they go, oh, look, here's the, we're going to play a little mini game before the Zamboni
comes out.
Yeah, they
get like the tykes out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Here's the tykes. These kids are probably, judging by their size, oh, they're 10 years old. You know, big enough to be competent, so they're not little kids, but small enough that they're kind of adorable. And, I mean, it's just a full-on brawl. Now, none of the kids were hurt, so that's fine. One of the goalies for the one kid's team comes skating in all the way from the other side of the rink and flies onto the pile of guys. And then he comes
like the classic
back.
Ron Hextall.
Yeah, then he comes back and he just bowls over the next dude. Absolutely. And like, I don't know whether we should be celebrating this and enjoying this or tisking it as responsible adults saying, look at what they're teaching our kids. This is no way for the next generation to come learn about sportsmanship. I'll repost the video right now.
What did the fight start over?
Zabe.
What caused the fight?
What caused the fight?
Yeah, was it like somebody had a good shot or like a low blow penalty? Like what was like?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's their kids. The kid might have been one of the kids might have said, "Hey, you elbowed me or you slashed me on that last run at the net." Hell, one of the kids might have had his matchbox stolen by the other kid at recess. This was an AHL game. This is the Hershey Bears. Yeah, Hershey Bears, the Caps affiliate. They won the game 3-2, but it was the interim youth game that turned into a brawl that is the talk of the hockey world. Well, I don't think any kids were hurt. Don't do that, but that was pretty funny. Coming up, hour number two of Sports Sunday, this triple header of NFL wild card games. My friend, our colleague, Kevin Sheehan from Team 980 and the Kevin Sheehan Podcast will join us. He and I'm sure, will have some interesting discussions about the new school strategy of coaches in the NFL. We're back after the top of the hour. Zabe here, in on a Sunday.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.